An Expedition Up the Moroni River. Far from the hustle and bustle of city life, people of various tribes, languages, and nations live in the Amazon rainforest of South America. So in July 2017, a group of 13 of Jehovah's Witnesses set off on an expedition up the Moroni River and its eastern tributaries in French Guiana. Their goal? To take the Bible's message of hope to people who live along the river. Preparing for the expedition. 1 month before the 12-day expedition began, all participants attended a planning meeting.
We learned about the area and its history, and we also considered how to prepare ourselves for the journey,
recalls Winsley. Each participant was equipped with a watertight container in which to place a hammock and a mosquito net. The trip involved two flights and many hours of travel in dugout canoes. How did those selected feel about the invitation? Claude and Lisette, who are of retirement age, jumped at the chance.
I was overjoyed, but a little afraid,
says Claude.
I had heard a lot about the dangerous river rapids.
Lisette had her own concern.
I wondered how I would be able to speak in Amerindian languages,
she says. A participant named Mikael felt similarly.
We didn't know much about the Wayana tribe,
he says,
so I did some research on the internet to learn a few words and to greet people in their language.
Shirley, who traveled with her husband, Johan, made a list of the languages spoken along the river.
We downloaded videos from GW.org in most of those languages and obtained a basic phrasebook in Wayana,
she says. Reaching Amerindian Country. On Tuesday, July 4th, the group boarded an airplane in Saint-Laurent-du-Maroni and flew to Maripasula, a small town deep in the interior of French Guiana. Over the next 4 days, the group reached out to the inhabitants of villages along the upper branches of the Moroni, traveling in powered dugout canoes called pirogues.
We found the Amerindians to be deeply interested in scriptural topics,
says Roland, one of the members of the group.
They have many questions, and some wanted us to study the Bible with them.
In one village, Johan and Shirley met a young couple whose relative had recently taken her own life.
We showed them the video A Native American Finds His Creator
on JW Broadcasting, reports Johan.
The young couple were very touched by this video. They gave us their email address because they wanted to keep in contact with us.
The farthest destination visited upriver was Antequimpata. There, the village chief allowed the tired witnesses to string up their hammocks in a communal area. They also bathed in the river, as the locals do. From there, the group navigated to the village of Twenke, where they found the inhabitants mourning the loss of a loved one.
The grand man, the tribal chief, allowed us to move about freely in the village to comfort those who were grieving,
says Eric, one of the expedition organizers.
The chief and his family appreciated the text that we read to them from a Wayana Bible. We also showed videos depicting the Bible's promise of a resurrection.
On to Grand Senti and Apatou. The next stage of the expedition was a half-hour flight downriver from Maripasula to the small town of Grand Senti. On Tuesday and Wednesday, the expedition members shared the Bible's message with the local population. On Thursday, the witnesses embarked on yet another journey, a 5.5-hour trip down the Moroni River to the village of Apatou. On the next to last day of the expedition, the team visited the forest villages of the Maroons, descendants of African slaves who were brought to South America during the colonial period of neighboring Suriname. The witnesses invited everyone to a meeting in the forest in a large tent that was set up especially for the occasion.
Our hearts were filled with joy when a great number of people came,
says Claude.
We had invited them just that morning.
Karsten, who was on his first expedition to the interior, gave a public talk in Okan entitled, Is This Life All There Is? 91 people from several villages attended the meeting. We are ready to do it again. Finally, the expedition members returned to Saint-Laurent-du-Maroni. All were overwhelmed by the positive response of the inhabitants, who accepted numerous publications and watched dozens of videos produced by Jehovah's Witnesses.
I have no words to describe how happy I am to have gone on this expedition,
says Lisette. Cindy agrees.
If I could do it again, I would beg for the chance. You have to experience this joy to understand it.
The expedition kindled a desire in some participants to return.
We are ready to do it again, says Michael.
Winsley has moved to Saint-Laurent-du-Maroni. Claude and Lisette, both in their 60s, decided to move to Apatou.